Anybody got any thoughts on issue four?
I really struggle to see any economic difference between the three examples. Seems to me that the only difference is how much the vendor retains in protective rights to make sure it will be paid. But all the other economics seems to be very similar. So I reach a conclusion that UC, which makes a distinction based on very formal aspects and not on substance, probably doesn't work. But between UA and B, it's not easy.
Further comments? Now, we don't have any further comments here, Jim. So I'll be interested to listen to your summing up.
This is going to be a fun one. I think as it relates to the first three issues, there was a struggle to see even, I think it's articulated, and I think, you know, maybe small differences, but whether or not there was a big enough economic distinction between time and other restrictions. I think Tom had a suggestion as well. We talk about them all the same, but then the accounting treatment appears to be different. I think people at least are conceptually struggling with that, although the discussion that occurred right toward the end of, you know, is this really a conceptual issue versus we understand the outcome? So arguing for why is it conceptually different, and just being clear as to here is the outcome. So I think incorporating that into our process, we still have the ability as we're finalizing licensing to figure out, can we provide some of that clarity, particularly either through the examples or absence thereof. But what I heard, I guess, broadly is people are at least at a minimum trying to understand the difference between time and other restrictions. Fourth issue in that, and I think that really, whether it's as part of the original license or as a modification later, I think on the fourth issue, what I generally heard is when you think that about that in combination with the optional purchases paper, that probably is helpful, at least to many, in terms of thinking about whether you are acquiring additional licenses or whether it is a usage-based fee. I didn't hear, as the staff had indicated, we didn't think, you know, I think people here didn't think view C was appropriate. I didn't hear anyone argue for view C. So I think narrowing the potential for diversity there and providing a framework for the answering of the tough questions is probably a useful thing to capture in the minutes. I think that covers the issues we have for the day. We're going to have a closed administrative session, just talk about the operations of the TRG to do that jointly. Perhaps you could give us, Ian, just, you know, 3 to 5 minutes to, I think we need to shut down the internet and the dial-in lines, or those listening online. I think we'll keep the folks who are participating by phone, but if you could give us 3 to 5 minutes or so, and then we could start the admin discussion.